Now I would like to explain, focusing on the Japanese market, and I would like to talk about the business situation in the first half of this fiscal year. First of all, our enterprise business. As Eva Chen has already mentioned, in the enterprise market, the focal areas that we are working on are the following three: custom defense, the thorough protection of the end users, and we are looking at the cloud and data center security. These were the focal points for the first half. First of all, in regard to custom defense, the highlights were, as already mentioned, in regard to our deep discovery product. The first 6 months, we have already exceeded the full results of last fiscal year. And so we're taking countermeasures against cyber attacks, and we're taking advantage of our expertise. And we have been able to respond to the customer's requirements, and we have been able to deliver successfully. However, as described in our lowlights, when it comes to initially, there are quite a few support requests that come to us, and there's a lot of web coverage about tampering or cyber attacks, and there's a lot of attacks taking place in Japan. So there's a lot of calls for help. We go to try and support our customers. But when it comes to provide one-point support, we are getting the revenues. But when it comes to linking it to continuous business, we have to do more in this area. And so that is why we have described this area as a low light. And you can see this in the results we have been able to generate. Now, in regard to detecting, analyzing, customizing, and responding, it's necessary for a vendor to be able to take care of all of this. And many vendors have provided many products against cyber attacks. And even if you have a collection of different products, to be able to detect, analyze, to adapt, and to solve problems, you need a vendor that is capable of all of this. Now, we have 25 experience of doing this, so we have all of these skills, and we have a solid number of engineers. So ultimately, even if others buy competitors' products, there are still more and more customers that are adopting Trend Micro products. Next, in regards to targeted cyber attacks, there was a certain public sector organization that had taken advantage of deep discovery. They discovered that they were being attacked, and they wanted to visualize this, and so they adopted our solution and our premium support. So on a daily basis, monitoring is being carried out, reporting is carried out, what discoveries have been made are presented, and solutions are pursued with partnerships. Next, for end users. When it comes to end user devices, including mobile, we are trying to provide thorough protection. Among the highlights, in the SMB area, there's the SaaS, or Security as a Service, that is continuing to grow its business. And security, including mobile, covers application control and also integrated management solutions. And over the past 1 year, there were results generated, but we have been able to equal the same results as the full fiscal year last year in the first 6 months this fiscal year. But there has been outsourcing of mail systems, and there's more outsourcing that is taking place among corporations. So one issue we face is how we can respond to these requirements. And there's one case that we can introduce, Suntree Holdings. Here, the company had distributed Android operating system, and application download control was carried out so that the Android smartphones could be provided by the company to their employees for increased convenience. And they have taken advantage of our products, and also for the mobile device management and application control functions, we have been able to have a very good case study here. Suntory is very advanced in taking advantage of IT. So therefore, solid verification was carried out by them, and this led to the selection of our products. Next, in regard to the cloud and data center business here as well. We are already close to achieving the results that is equivalent to the full fiscal year's results of last fiscal year. And in Japan, there had been large business transactions that grew our business. But in the first half of this year, we have been able to achieve a great increase in the number of customers. And the deep security unit price per customer has increased as well. As already explained, deep security is being used in virtualization in Japan, just like in the case of North America. And so therefore, we're beginning to see a very much of a growth in this business as well here in Japan. Here's one example. It's an agentless antivirus product. Now, in Windows XP, the support is going to be stopped, and so therefore, there's going to be more and more VDIs used. And we have the case of NTT NeoMate. They had previously used the competitor's products for VDI purposes, but there was too much burden imposed on the system. And with virtualization, there's a lot of burden on a server. And a single server has to take care of much. So therefore, our deep security for VDI is agentless. And in a Citrix environment, it can take advantage of performance very well. So already, 6,000 units have already migrated from a competitor to ours. And so we have several thousands of units in the field, and it's a very good case study for us. This is another case of deep security with auto-scaling. When virtualized environments are used, availability is a problem, but it's necessary to have the required scale in place. And deep security can accommodate auto-scaling. And we have the AWS, Amazon Web Services, and we have very good synergy with AWS. With AWS, availability is important, but Trend Micro can offer the security necessary there. So the security projects are introduced by AWS to only us. And so in the service industry, Trend Micro Deep Security is very active in the area of availability for AWS, and also in regard to compliance matters as well. For the PCI DSS, there has been a very good accommodation that we have been able to do. Next is the consumer business.
So we have the three C's for consumer: device, data, and download application. We have been focusing on this right from the beginning of the fiscal year. Now, VirusBuster Cloud, we have this from before, and we have Password Manager Mobile. These are the two products that are really focused on customizing now, and we are getting new revenues from new customers. Moving on to download applications. Again, application is very important now. We have mobile security and a VirusBuster Cloud, the traditional product. So we are adding new functionalities to gain new users in this area as well. And Joybox, there is a commercial being run as well. And thanks to your support, there are very favorable articles written by many media. So we want to provide a digital life that is safe and enjoyable for consumers. And last not but least, this is the business situation in Japan. The numbers are flat against the previous year. PC sales is dropping, but we are introducing new things in order to continue to maintain and grow our sales. So what do we do as the number of PCs decline? Well, Kindle shipped their products in Japan, and the downloads happening in big numbers. Looking at overseas markets, In the U.S., we are conducting a structural reform to improve the profitability. That's the highlight, but the lowlight include the following. U.S. consumer business is being relaunched, basically, with new solution aiming at new customers. So this is the challenge going forward. That's all from me. Thank you very much.